good to me when things will go well. How can I tell her now good ain't good enough? Oh, the hardest thing I've ever had to do is holding her and loving you. She'd give me one good reason I'd be gone, but she ain't done one thing wrong. So don't expect me just to walk out of the door. I still love her, but I love you more.
Thomas Connolly, number one country record some weeks back in America. Holding her and loving you is the hardest thing I've ever done. Just gone 25 minutes away from 5 o'clock here at Kiss FM. Elton John on the hit for Christmas, Cold as Christmas. Now they've flipped it over. And the B-side is now the A-side. And this is it. It's called Crystal.
Stronger than a song. And For the corner boys down in the street making all that noise. Don't want no whores on 8th Avenue, 'cause tonight I wanna be with you. And tonight I'm gonna take that ride, cross the river to the Jersey side, take my baby to the carnival, and I'll take you on all the rides. Down the shore, everything's all right. You and your baby on a Saturday night, yeah. Don't you know all my dreams come true when I'm walking down the street, yeah. My little angel, she gives me everything. I know someday that you'll wear my ring. So don't bother me, 'cause I got no time. I'm on my way to see that girl of mine. Nothing else matters in this whole wide world when you're in love with a Jersey.
get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south, way on down south, London town. We check out Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If any no guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a day. Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing. Hey. And a crowd of young boys, they're fooling around in the corner. Best brown baggies in their platform soul. They don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans that play Creole. We'll be right back.
Hello? What? Ah, it's yourself. Listen, Miley and the ferret Finnegan blew in at 2 a.m. the other night looking for a feed, you know. They thought they'd catch me out, like. Anyways, I just said I was slipping out to lock me car. In fact, I flew down to 24 hours in Radmines. What? Do you not know, Anton? 24 hours at the shop in Lower Atmines Road, almost opposite the church. It's open 24 hours a day, every day, even on Christmas Day. It's got everything. Coal, gas, papers. But I got rashers anyway, and sausages and a couple of chops and tomatoes and all. And didn't I make the lads the best mixed grill they ever got? They won't be slagging me at home now. 24 hours really saved me bacon.
24 hours. Lower Atmines Road. The only shop on Dublin's south side that's open round the clock all year round.
Scansound. For the best and most reliable in car radios and stereos. Scansound. We carry leading names like Pioneer, Clarion, Lowpump, Sharp. Good trade-in price on your old model and we fit it to your car. Open 5 days a week and Saturday till 1 p.m. High speed, hi-fi from Scansound. 229 Phibsborough Road, Broadstone. Phone 308-590.
For your Christmas party, come to Viva in Lower Baggett Street, where you can dine and dance until 12:30 a.m. with full bar facilities. We also serve lunch every day, and we cater for office parties and luncheons. So don't forget, folks, Viva, Lower Baggett Street, telephone 766-093.
Celebrate the Christmas season with good company, lots of great music in Dublin's number one nightclub, Maxim's. Maxim's is open 7 nights a week, so when you say cheers, say it in Maxim's, and maybe you'll get kissed under the mistletoe.
Patrick Howard.
Who has the biggest fashion sale in Dunleary Shopping Centre this season?
Patrick Howard, of course.
Music Radio, Kiss FM.
James Ingram along with Michael McDonald from an album called It's Your Night, the new one from James Ingram. A couple of minutes before 3 o'clock, Kiss FM remembering the Doobies and Open Your Eyes.
Girl, as we take a long last look at this love, before you go,
Kiss FM is KISS Dublin.
It's 5 o'clock. This is Ken Hammond. Good evening. There may be a serious escalation of the Dublin City bus dispute tomorrow, with no buses operating in the city, following today's decision by the executive of the NBU to picket all 6 garages tomorrow morning. Services in Dublin have been severely disrupted for the past 2 days following the refusal by a number of drivers to implement the operation of a radio telephone equipment and a monitoring device in city buses. No services are operating today from the Ringsend depot, which serves Walkinstown and Tulla, and cross-city services out of Summerhill Garage are substantially reduced. 80% of scheduled services are operating out of Clontarf, while Conyngham Road service levels are around 60% and Phibsborough 70%. Murder Squad detectives are investigating the death of a 34-year-old Dublin man. Mr. Edward Hayden was found with severe gunshot wounds to the head on the first floor balcony of a block of flats at Dunn Street, off the North Strand, shortly before midnight last night. He lived at Sherard Court, off the North Circular Road, and Gardaí say he was killed with a shotgun. Gardaí and County Monaghan are now questioning 3 youths about a fire which destroyed a shopping complex in the centre of Castle Blaney early this morning. Gardaí say they've established that the fire began after a break-in. Damage to Flanagan's Euro Market has been estimated at more than £100,000. In County Leitrim, the search is continuing for the armed gang which kidnapped Mr. Don Tidy. About 250 members of the security forces have been manning checkpoints and roadblocks around the Ballinamore area since Christmas Day. 2 men, one from County Leitrim and another from Kerry, have been charged with falsely imprisoning Mr. Tidy, but as many as 8 members of the gang have yet to be traced. In Lebanon, fresh fighting is reported to have broken out around the Shatila Palestinian refugee camp. The Lebanese army claimed it had taken the camp yesterday after 3 days of heavy fighting with Muslim militiamen. The camp is now said to be under mortar and rocket attack, and Christian areas in West Beirut are also being hit. A British member of the multinational peacekeeping force was slightly hurt by debris from an explosion in the port area of the city. And the Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is expected to chair a crucial PLO military committee meeting in North Yemen today. In Moscow, the meeting of the Communist Party Central Committee has ended without an appearance by the Soviet leader Mr. Andropov. His absence throughout the meeting and at the opening session has increased Western speculation concerning his health and possible retirement. Mr. Andropov has not been seen in public since mid-August. Pope John Paul has had a 20-minute meeting with the man who tried to kill him in 1981. During a visit to the Sebibia prison in Rome, His Holiness met with Mehmed Ali Adja in his isolation cell, the door of which was left open. Earlier, the Pope held a service in the chapel attended by 700 prisoners and 100 armed guards. Constable John Gordon, one of the policemen injured in the Harrods bombing, is said to be still critically ill in a London hospital. One of his colleagues, Sergeant Andrew Mellon, is said to be improving slowly, while the 10 civilian casualties still detained in hospital are said to be recovering satisfactorily. And that's the Independent Radio News from Dublin. It's now 3 minutes past five. 102.7 Kiss
FM. Dublin's forecast, mild, close and rather windy, generally cloudy with some drizzle, and over the city, it's 9 Celsius. Here's Moving Hearts, starting off 3 in a row.
John Clark plays your music.
Some of them were dreamers. Some of them were fools who were making plans and thinking of the future. With the energy of the innocent, they were gathering the tools they would need to make their journey back to nature. When the sands slipped through the opening and their hands reached for the golden ring and their hearts turned to each other's hearts for refuge, in the troubled years that came before the deluge, some of them knew pleasure, some of them knew pain. For some of them, it was only the moment that mattered. On the wild and crazy wings of youth, they went flying around in the rain, till their feathers, once so fine, were torn and tattered. In the end, they traded their tired wings for the resin